Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Friday 4-Pack, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You can go to at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can seek out some of the ground we've already covered on the show today. It really speaks to the number of topics, the volume of topics that we cover, Keefe. When you just go to the social media, we have our top five.
It's
Friday,
a real potpourri.
All-time college football favorites, where we ranked our top all-time college football players, 1 to 5.
We had two of the same.
We did. 5 to 1, I guess, that we ranked. And we also have our Hoss of the Week up there. It's Ron Funches from Traders.
Congrats to Ron Funches.
A lot of off-air Traders talk going on.
Oh, yeah.
On
what a
this
great show.
Here today. We also have our thoughts on the Pats and Chargers up there if you want to go seek that out. If you missed any of it, it's also on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature, and you won't miss a second of Jones and Kiefer. Of course, you can listen live there as well. We'll get you the Week in Review at 12:45. We'll get you Keefe's Keys to Pats and Chargers at 1 o'clock, plus Milton Williams, the Milkman, going to join us on a Patriots Friday. But it's time for the Friday 4-Pack. What is first up today, Billy Lanny?
If you could have one player off the Chargers, who would it be?
Got to be Derwin James, right?
Well.
Oh. What do you got?
I still like Ladd.
I like Ladd, too.
I feel like you're way too down on Ladd McConkey over there.
Maybe you're too high on Ladd McConkey.
Well,
I like Ladd McConkey.
It's possible.
But they did, I wouldn't say fully, like, fix the wide receiver, because, like, the position, like, we'll see where it goes from here. You know, how many more years Steph Diggs is going to be a teammate with Drake May and all that. Even if it is one or two more years, like, you're talking about Ladd McConkey's only in his second year in the league. So he's so much better than anybody else that the Patriots have. I just think, not to belabor the point, but like Derwin James is one of the best safeties in the league. I think he's going to be for the next few years.
And their safety,
it's also a
their safety play
need.
Is not great.
Yeah, it might be one of their weaker positions.
I agree with you on that.
So that's why I would say him. If their two starting tackles were healthy, you could make a case for those guys.
That'd be very different. Yeah. If Alt was healthy, if Slater was healthy. Yeah. I'm just thinking specifically, you know, I need the one player for one game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots are pretty dinged up in the receiver room. Like
there is that. Yeah.
Kayshon Boutte left practice yesterday, and Mac Hollins is not playing. So, you know, I like the receiver room. I said going into the playoffs, I don't think they're going to lose a game because of their receiver room. That's before they lost Hollins, and let's see if Boutte even plays.
There is something, too, about pairing up Drake May and Ladd McConkey, like, just for the rest of their careers.
It would just be rightfully doing what the Patriots should have done in the first place when they should have drafted him a year ago, to your point.
They should have.
So, look, to me, it's between those two players. Is there anybody else obvious you considered? You mentioned the tackles.
No. Just the tackles, if they're healthy. So, obviously not for Sunday, but for, like, next season and beyond, those two guys.
They have an edge rusher who racked up 13 sacks this year.
True.
Pats could use that.
Yeah. No, I mean, they could, but I think we're talking about three guys ahead of him.
So
anyway.
I'd lean Ladd. You go Derwin James. But okay, those are a couple of names. Right. What else, Billy?
What all-time Chargers jersey would you most want?
Not even close.
Rodney?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Rodney Harrison was awesome.
You wouldn't want Natron Means Business.
Yeah, Natron Means Business or Marion Butts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Little Marion Butts. former Patriots back as
well. Yeah, Mary Butts.
No, Harrison, we were going back down memory lane for all these college football guys when we were talking about them, but the same thing was true about the Chargers in the early 90s, where it's just like Junior Seau, Rodney Harrison. We didn't see them play very often. You just knew, you heard the stories about them, and then when you'd see them play, they were just destroying guys. Like they were like it was the hardest hitting safety, the best linebacker at that time. They were great. Some of their teams were okay. Obviously, the 94 team made the Super Bowl, but then they had some other down teams around there. No, but Rodney was always like a cool player, and then he came here, and obviously it's even different.
Neil Smith, I thought, might have been on the Chargers early. I guess he got one year late with the Chargers. Right, okay. I remembered him there, but he got 1 year late. I like Neil Smith with the breathe right strip. I feel like he kind of...
Oh, he revolutionized the game.
He was a pioneer.
He was breathing so much better than everybody else. I feel like a performance enhancer, little bit.
I like Neil Smith. Yeah. So that, I mean, that'd be maybe one.
What about like a Dan Fouts?
Junior Seau, I'm sure, has won a lot. I don't.
Lance Allworth?
Nope.
That's a good throwback, though. People do rock a Lance Allworth.
See, I thought you'd get, like, you know, well, not with Patriots fans, but like, I hated Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I hated Phillip Rivers.
I hated LaDainian Tomlinson. Right. We all hated, even though he's a friend of the show. Yeah. Good friend of the show. Butt dialed me one time. Sean Merriman.
That's right.
Oh,
you know who was good? Was Eric Weddle.
Eric Weddle. Good beard.
Good beard. Good safety.
Yeah, good
safety.
Really,
he was
nice
really
player.
Good.
Yep.
Antonio Gates. Was really good
that,
for them.
You know what? I hated all those Chargers teams, that was a likable player on those Chargers teams, yeah.
Did you like Stan the Man Humphreys?
No.
Or maybe as like an ironic jersey or Ryan Leaf.
Oh, I love Stan Humphreys because that's like, and this is kind of like what it would be for like the final one, is what I think of the Chargers is like 30 years ago, I feel like every time Stan Humphreys paid the Patriots, they lit him up. Like there would always be a shot of like Stan Humphreys getting off the ground, his eyes were wide, and he was just like, I feel like those Patriots defenses 30 years ago would
Chris Slade just killing him.
Yeah, like he would get off the ground, he's like, he is not in a good place.
No.
Stan the Man Humphreys. No, Leave is an interesting one.
The year they went to the Super Bowl, Stan Humphreys threw, 17 touchdowns.
20 picks?
12 picks.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, oh, I was going to get, picks. Was he in the 20s ever? He must have been in the 20s.
Completion percentage of 58, quarterback rating 81. Nice. It was just very schmeh. Yeah, he was Stan the Man.
Okay.
No-time Pro Bowler.
Ooh, Danny Woodhead Chargers jersey. That's not a bad one.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a really good player when he went there.
Scat back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else jumping out?
It's a good list.
Hunter Henry.
Leslie O'Neal was a good player. That was like early 90s.
Delta O'Neal?
No, Leslie O'Neal. He was like a linebacker D end.
Ooh, David Boston. Great one, text line.
Oh, David Boston.
Darren Sproles keeps coming up.
Wow, a lot of Darren Sproles references today.
Big Darren Sproles day out
good for
there.
Him.
Okay, keep sending those in at 617-779-7937. Those are some Chargers jerseys for you. What else, Billy?
Will Justin Herbert ever win a Super Bowl?
I'm going no.
See, I was gonna say it's easier to say no. Like no would be minus money, I would think.
Yeah, pretty heavy minus.
But he is young and
very talented.
He is very talented. So he's what, 27 years old right now? So
gotta win a playoff game to win a Super Bowl.
Gotta win a playoff game. That seems to be in your way. And the problem with him is Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow, and Drake May are also very young. Or at least like in you know football young. Like if Mahomes wants, he can play another eight
if
years.
If Herbert stays in the AFC.
Yeah. He's gonna go through all those guys.
Well, is he a change of scenery candidate? Probably not.
Would you say could his career end up mirroring Matthew Stafford's? Where you're like Stafford when he's in Detroit, you're like, hey, he's gonna win a Super Bowl? You're like, not here.
Right.
And then he goes to the right team at the right time.
We've said this before about like Josh Allen. I feel more strongly that Josh Allen could mirror that. Or, you know, maybe even Lamar. Well, actually, Lamar's in a good organization.
Although like, we'll see where they go from here.
The Chargers they're a pretty bad organization. So that's
Chargers
analogous
are tough.
That's analogous to Detroit. Same thing with the Bills.
They don't even like have
fans. It's not a good organization. They just have Josh Allen. They're not a good organization.
Nobody wants the Chargers. They're like the second team in a city that's really not even that much of like a diehard sports city.
So my answer is
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle, making minimum monthly payments, could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, did I hear an answer?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go no, but I think that's like the safer bet.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, with most of these guys, it's like who's gonna win? The top five quarterbacks, I feel confident in, and then one of these other guys runs into it,
and then it'll be like a random guy with like a really good defensive coach, and then
The answer there, we agree, is no. Last one, Bill.
It's the first thing you think of when you hear Chargers.
Is it that Super Bowl? Billy just said it, but like that, the Chargers going to the Super Bowl with all the guys we just listed, Stan Humphries and Natron Main Business, Rodney Harrison and Junior Seau, like them in the Super Bowl, and they just got destroyed. This is when Super Bowls were non-competitive in our childhood. It was Bills and Cowboys. It was, the Washington Redskins dominating the Bills, like all these blowout Super Bowls. Steve Young got his first win. Jerry Rice, like I feel like right off the bat in that Super Bowl, caught a long touchdown. Chargers were never competitive. That's the first thing I think of when I think of the Chargers.
I go more recent. I would go with the AFC title game when the Patriots were undefeated. They played the Chargers, and Phillip Rivers is playing with a torn ACL, and LaDainian Tomlinson is pouting on the bench.
That's a good one.
They even made like a figurine of Tomlinson like crying on the bench with his jacket
giant
on.
Giant jacket.
You could like buy that, like him pouting.
What?
So it was that. So like the team was a wag, and the Chargers were interesting because I never really took them as a true Super Bowl threat, but like they would knock off Peyton Manning a bunch. Like they would beat Peyton Manning all the time in the playoffs. But the Patriots had their number. You know, there was another season where like the game was all but lost, and they
Troy Brown ripped
the
it
Troy
away.
Brown game.
Marlon McCree.
Yeah. Like that game was lost, and they won that one. But
so that's I guess that's a much more significant thing in like Patriots history. It's definitely not the first thing I think of with the Chargers, but that was an awesome game where they went in there and beat them, and then you're like, wow, we're going to the AFC title game, and then you're up 21-3 or whatever it was against Peyton Manning in the AFC title game, and then that went very poorly. But that was a great Patriots win against a team they had no business beating, and Troy Brown snatched the victory away from the jaws of a loss.
Yeah, but then a couple years later, you know, it's AFC title game, undefeated season's on the line, and the Patriots went from like blowing everybody out, and then by the end of the season, they were playing some much closer games, and then this was the game to get to the Super Bowl. It was at home, and it was just like the image of Tomlinson, you're like, maybe individually at the time, was like the best player. Like, I was insane.
Oh, and he looked like a badass. Like, dark visor.
Oh, I loved the
If
visor,
you owned him in fantasy football, he was an absolute monster.
He was like two touchdowns a game. He was ridiculous.
Jumping over the pile. Yeah, so he was.
But that was the game where you're like, everybody.
For two.
But everybody lost respect for him that game. And then Phillip Rivers got some respect, but still they lost. And you're like, all right, they're never going to be a Super Bowl team.
It's the only thing I begrudgingly give Phillip Rivers, who I don't like. But for that game.
He's tough and fertile.
I give him credit for being fertile.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, for being tough. He is. He is quite fertile. There's no doubt about that.
It was back January 20th, 2008. I said, that Phillip Rivers, he's a fertile man. You proved it to everybody.
No, he's. But that game does stand out. Yeah. I can't. One thing I cannot take away from Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Is that he's a tough guy. Based on that game and the juxtaposition with LaDainian Tomlinson. We're getting a lot of these actually. The San Diego Superchargers song is the first thing I think of.
Yeah, no, because
that's a good call.
And once you hear it, you cannot unhear it.
I give him credit for being fertile.
Well, that's good. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Good for him.
Yeah, he'll definitely appreciate that.
I mean,
that's good.
Don't say I never gave him any credit.
No.
But no, that I mean, honestly, that's high on the list of things that you would think of first is that song.
Oh, real quick, we didn't mention anything about Jim Harbaugh in there. How long do you think Harbaugh is with the Chargers?
Two more years?
Yeah.
He burns hot. Yeah. So, two more years, and then he'll be feuding with the owner and his quarterback and, something's you know, the GM, and they won't get along, and, you know, it'll be a him or me sort of thing, and he'll be on thin ice, and then he'll be out.
Yeah,
he's a good coach, but I think he's just a complete, you know, a-hole to work with and for.
Yeah.
And he's not, he has a short shelf life. So, yeah, two more years.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Friday four-pack. Every Friday here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. You can dial us up there. We'll get back into the stakes for the Patriots, how they'd win this game, how they'd lose, all your thoughts on Patriots and Chargers Sunday night in Foxborough next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,